Harper Wave and Harper Audio present The Cancer Code, a revolutionary new understanding of a medical mystery by Dr. Jason Fung, read by Brian Nishi. This book contains advice and information relating to healthcare. It should be used to supplement rather than replace the advice of your doctor or another trained health professional. If you know or suspect you have a health problem, it is recommended that you seek your physician's advice before embarking on any medical program or treatment. All efforts have been made to assure the accuracy of the information contained in this book as of the date of publication. This publisher and the author disclaim liability for any medical outcomes that may occur as a result of applying the methods suggested in this book. Part 1. Cancer as Excessive Growth. Cancer Paradigm 1.0. 1. Trench Warfare. I once attended a hospital meeting where the director of a new program presented its past year's accomplishments. Over $1 million had been raised from the community for this new program, and hopes were high. I wasn't among those in the room impressed with the results being touted, but I kept quiet, because it wasn't really my business, and because my mother taught me that if you don't have anything nice to say, you shouldn't say anything at all. Yet that didn't stop me from thinking that this program had wasted precious time and resources. All around me, other participants were expressing their support. Great job! Congratulations! Excellent work! Even though it was obvious to everyone that there was little of value to show for the last year, most of the medical professionals around me played along with the sentiment that everything was great, just great. Nobody, myself included, stood up and yelled, "The Emperor has no clothes!" This problem is not unique to my hospital, but is pervasive in all of public health. It is how any bureaucracy functions. While keeping critical opinions to yourself is generally useful in personal relationships, it's not useful when it comes to the advancement of science. In order to solve problems, we need to know that they exist. Only then can we understand how current solutions fall short and improve on them. Lives depend on it, after all. But in medical research, opinions that dissent from the specified narrative are not welcome. This problem cuts across entire disciplines, such as the study of obesity, type 2 diabetes, and yes, cancer. Obesity. We are witnessing the greatest epidemic of obesity in the history of the world. Look at any statistic about global obesity and you'll find the news is bleak. In 1985, not a single American state had a prevalence of obesity above 10%. In 2016, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, reported that no state had a prevalence of obesity under 20%, and only 3 states had rates below 25%. Yikes! We can't simply blame bad genetics, because this change has taken place within the last 31 years, a single generation. Clearly, we need interventions, sustainable solutions, to help people lose pounds and then maintain a healthy weight. For decades, we fooled ourselves into believing we have a prescription for obesity, counting calories. The CDC suggests that to lose weight, you must use up more calories than you take in, since 1 pound of body fat contains approximately 3,500 calories, you need to reduce your caloric intake by 500 to 1,000 calories per day to lose about 1 to 2 pounds per week. This is fairly standard advice that you can find repeat.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?